Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Katan Gimel, discussing when a community should be fasting and should be also davening special tefillahs, even Tkiyas Shofar, to stir up and to conjure up the sense of having to be chayzer b'teshuva. Sif Katan Gimel V'mehoya Dever B'chazirim, not only plague, but even if it's a plague that's killing swine, mis'anin, b'pnei shem'ehem doimim l'shel b'nei adam. There are similarities biologically to the innards of the sow that is going to make it easy for certain pathogens and certain viri to pass from one to the next, from the animal kingdom to the human. I think the common H1N1 virus is called swine flu for that reason, as an example.
It's amazing because they also use that pigs are very good for
certain hashtalot, where they take, right, correct, where they take certain parts and use them in bypass surgery, for example. I don't know if it's still used, but they used to do that. Mm-hmm. And certainly, if this plague is afflicting non-Jews, v'loibi Israel, but not yet, and Mirtz Hashem, not at all amongst the Yidden, shemis anim, then we would then fast because clearly there's a great danger in the offing. Dalud v'chein mis anim al hamapeles shebeir. If buildings are collapsing, or if the walls protecting the city are collapsing. If these are otherwise walls in good condition, where you cannot explain why there's a collapse, they're not being undermined by water because they're near water. They're not near the water, and yet they're collapsing. Then this is great trouble, and there's cause to fast and to be masriya, to blow shofar. Al harash, if there's earth tremors, earthquakes, val haruchais, very strong winds, if we have that kind of hurricane force wind, chalila, then we know that that can be so dangerous and destructive to property and to life. Shehem apilim habinyan v'horgim, they can bring buildings down and kill people. Chalila misanim u'masriin aleihem. Hey, v'chein misanim al hachaloyim. If you know that it's coming to where you are living, and then the community is not otherwise able to prepare, for instance, if they have in their community buildings where you know that you'll be able to be safe because they are constructed of modern materials, where they have even shutters, metal shutters for windows, of course, in those circumstances, then it wouldn't be necessary to announce for a tinus. Hey, v'chein, mis'anim al-hecheloyim. And similarly for other diseases, not just plague. Harei, ketzad, harei she'yorad cheli echad la'anoshim harbi ba'oysu ha'ir. You have someone with a communicable disease, kegain askara, diphtheria, tzecheli segir hagoren me'inyin v'yisachru ma'aynois tahoim, where the throat closes and the person can't breathe, can't eat. Other infections with fever, high fever. And it causes death. So then that is the tzara of the tzibur that might come upon the tzibur. Scabies or dry scabs are different. These are wet scabs. Harehu kishchin pereach. Shchin pereach meaning that it can spread. V'im pashat berev hatzibur misanin u'masriin alav. If it's begun to spread, then it's a kind of a plague, and it should be the cause of tainus. Aval chikuch yavesh, when it's dry, it's not as dangerous. It's therefore caused tzayekin to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for refuah, but not necessarily for tainus. Tzayekin alav bilvod. The Rama says, "Uve'elu chaloyim ein tzvichin sheyamusu b'shloish yamim zeach hazeh." You do not need that it be as in the case of plague where people are dying 3 days in a row. Because they are known to be communicable, then, and the symptoms show that that's what we're dealing with, so then we are to announce a tinus immediately. When you have animals that should not be where you live, they are not in the yeshuv normally, and yet they are violating or trespassing, meaning that they are acting unnaturally. Shnishdalcha, meaning they've been sent, heaven sent. Afidu lo hizika ela nireis bilvad, even if they've not yet done any damage, they haven't attacked anyone, but they're just seen where they should never be seen. Misanu masrin bechol makom, meaning throughout this province. Afilu harchaikin, even if it's not in the exact same village, but if it's the same province, then they are going to be a threat to the people throughout the province. Avul im eina mishulachas, eina ela mikra. But if they don't seem to be sent, then you don't have to be kaveh tainus because it's just happenstance. Ezahi mishulachas. How do you know if it's mishulachas? So the Mechaba says, nirasa v'ir bayoim, if you see this wild animal in the city, bayoim, in the day, harezo mishulachas. Because it normally would not be there where amongst people, it typically doesn't roam. Nirasa basade bayoim, if it's in the fields, imrasa shnei v'ni adam v'le barcha mipneim, if it saw people where it normally would run away but it did not, harezo mishulachas. You have to worry, you have to be concerned. But if it's the field near the agam, near the swamp area, the place where it normally roams, it saw people and pursued them, if it did not, meaning that it could, but it did not run after them, if it's seen by agam, meaning where it normally roams. Afilu rad fachreim, ena mishalachas. Because that's where it normally is, where it roosts. That's where it normally lives. Ella im tarfa shnehem v'ochle echad mehem. Unless it attacks, kills them, and doesn't consume them, or even consumes one, but not both, then it, again, it's acting abnormally. It seems to be more aggressive and more dangerous than it should be. But if it attacks and consumes people there in the wilderness where it normally roams, that's not a threat to the people. That's simply an animal in its natural environment doing what it naturally does. That's where it normally roams. Because of hunger, tarfa, so therefore it attacked and consumed even people, chalila, but that's because that's what it normally does. Lo mipnei shehim mishulachas. Not because it's sent and acting in a way that is abnormal or unusual for that species. Zayin batim habenuyim bamidbarais uva'aratzois haneshamois, homes built in the wilderness, in places that you don't have yeshuv, they are places that are naturally dangerous. Hayil v'heim makom gedudei chaya, when you have groups and various kinds of animals, depending on where in the world you're talking about, im olsel agog v'not latinik ma'arisa, harezim mishalachas. If it does something very, very unusual, such as climbing up to a high point and snatching a baby from a crib, as an example, that's mishulachas. Ve'im loy higia lemida zu eni mishulachas. If it doesn't go to that extent, then it's not something that we have to be concerned. I mean, obviously it's a great tragedy when it happens, but it's not something unnatural. We have to suspect that we are looking at heavenly intervention, if you will, of the most immediate kind. She'elu b'nei adam.
Let's say we had a case in New York years ago where a bear came took a baby out of his carriage.
Right.
On the sun.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not like
halagag. That's not halagag, right. That's not extreme enough. She'elu v'nei Adam, it has to do something that's that's unnatural. She'elu v'nei Adam, she'siknu ba'atzmam, people who are placing themselves in a place of danger, uvo'o l'mekayim ha'chayus, and there they have to expect that there's a risk of being attacked.
Because they're out in the wild, basically.
Because they're out in the wild.
But that bear in New York actually came into a residential area.
I, if I recall, it was near a forest. It was, I believe it was, it was in a mountainous suburban area. Yeah. Aval shor minei remes ha'aretz v'remes ha'ayv sheshulchu v'heziku. Other forms of animals and of chayos, even reptiles that are clearly acting in a way that's not typical. When you have attacks of scorpions and snakes, shemazikim ve'enem mimisim, ve'en tzarech lemet tzaraim v'yatushin v'hadoim lehem. Of course, needless to say, when you're talking about mosquitoes, swarms of mosquitoes that are very normal, they're troublesome and dangerous, as are wasps. But ein misanim aleihem v'leihem asvi. So we had, for example, in the States a number of years ago, mosquitoes that carried very dangerous.
The Zika virus.
Yes, virus. They were carrying virus, and they're ubiquitous. Whenever you have bodies of water or swamps, so it's a tzara, but it's not one that would have us call out for tinnitus and so on. What people were reminded, and this was very common throughout the East Coast, but particularly in Florida, people were reminded that one is allowed in those instances where this might carry something so dangerous and might bite someone that even on Shabbos one could kill such a mosquito. Because obviously that's a danger, and the mosquito is not being killed for any positive purpose, so it's not the melacha tzricha legufa. And therefore, the makom that it's so dangerous, halacha mafur says that you are to make sure to kill that mosquito. Ches v'chein al yerakon v'hashidafon m'shehiskel b'tfua. Similarly, when you have blight that has begun to affect a crop, and chalila, it could mean starvation. Afilu loy hiskel el b'makam echad, kim loy pi hatanra. That's a physical amount of space. It's not a very large area, but when you see that the blight has begun in that field, then misanin umasriyin, va'afilu harachaykim, says the Ramah, it doesn't have to be the immediate fields. Anywhere in that province that you have that kind of crop, or any crops that are known to be affected by that kind of disease, then we are kaveya tainis. Rak shiyihu ba'oisei hiparchia. But it should be in that province. Hiparchia means a province that has a legal definition, that legally is considered one unitary place. Tes v'chein al ha'arbe v'hechosil, certain kinds of locusts, afilu le'nira mehem ela kanof echad b'chol Eretz Yisrael. They're so dangerous and come in such swarms that even if you just see one, afilu eina mashkis yivul ha'aretz, even if it's not yet doing any damage, but it's known that it could, mis'anin u'masri n'aleim. Val ha'goyvai, that kind. Now, we're going to see soon that we don't necessarily know today which are most dangerous and which are most destructive and which are not. Al ha'gevai b'kolshu, aval al ha'chagav, the kind known as chagav, ein mis'anin ala v'lei masvin ela zoyekin bilvad, because their destruction is not as great. V'akshav she'enonu makirin minin halalu, we're not bekiyim in which of these locust species are most devouring and most dangerous of all, and which are less, al kula masvi.
So when that chagav showed up on Chaim Kanievsky's windowsill,
it may not. That may, I don't know if it was the kind that A grasshopper and a locust are two different things. They're not exactly the same. Rav Chaim probably knew that that's not one that we have to worry about. V'chein, al ha-mezoinois, keitzat, harei shehuzlu dvorim shol schoire sheroev chai anshe oise ir mehem. If you have a product that is either grown from the ground or otherwise produced by a city, and for whatever reason, they are becoming less and less valuable, so that the entire economy of that town is threatened with collapse. Could go in Klepishtin Bebavel, as an example, where you have people whose entire livelihood is producing linen goods, as in the case of Bavel, v'yayin v'shemen, oil and wine in Eretz Yisrael, v'nismait hamasa v'hamaton, and business and productivity are so somehow affected by whatever cause. What used to be 10 is now sold for as little as 6. Whatever it is. So instead of 10 shekel, it's become 6 shekel. Instead of $10, it's become 6. So that it could mean, therefore, the collapse of that entire economy, meaning the people there won't have the ability to earn a living. That's the Torah of a Tzibur, and it requires the response of Masriyin Aleho, of a Tainis, and of Shaifer. B'Shabbos, Zayikim Aleho. And on Shabbos, they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they can have Parnosa, even though normally we don't daven for Parnosa on Shabbos. But here it's so dangerous, it could mean the entire community won't have what to eat. Aval ein toikin ole habashabbos, but we do not blow shofar on Shabbos.
What's the difference? Suddenly on Shabbos they found out that this is a collapse?
No, it could be that, it could be.
Even on Wednesday, and now it's what, every day?
Yeah, until, of course, because if the matter is not resolved, then the danger is persistent.
But there's no time. Is there a kindness?
Not on Shabbos.
But on the other days, is there kindness here?
Yes. Yud al v'chein al hamotar keitza terei shirabu aleim gshomim ad she yotzeiru lohem. Too much rain. Hari elu mispalu l'maleim she'en l'chotzor yeseru mizu shehabotim noiflim. If it undermines the foundations of buildings, or otherwise compromises the structures so that they begin to collapse, chalilu v'nimtzu b'tayim kivreya. People could be buried alive. U'v'Eretz Yisrael ein mispalul n'anroiv ha'gishamim. But the dilemma is that in Eretz Yisrael, where we are dependent upon rain, so we are not ever davening, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop the rain. Mipnei shehi Eretz harim u'v'tayim b'nuyim ba'avon v'rev ha'gishamim toiv alehem. We have, in the main, homes that are not going to collapse, and we need the rain. So ein misanim lahavir hatoivo. We don't have a fast asking Hashem to stop the rains when rain is such a good. It's a toivo. Ba'akshav b'tzvas mitzuyim mapelus botim mipnei hagashamim. But in Tzvas we found that this does happen, that there are buildings that collapse because of too much rain. Umispalu lemalayim. Tzvas has experienced a number of tragedies, and that includes the destruction of tremendous parts of the city and loss of life, Le'aleinu, in the earthquakes in the 19th century. Hashem Yishmar. Yud Beis, Kol Ir Sheyesh Bo Tzara mikol elu, cities that have these experiences of travail, oisa ha'ir misane v'zayakin b'tfila, so then they therefore fast, cry out in tefila u'mischaninin in supplication u'masrin b'shefer ad shetavar hatzar. Do so each day until the tzara passes. V'chol svihaseh misanois, those villages and those areas surrounding the immediate place of the danger are also misana, they also fast, avaloi masriyas, but not with the call of the shofar. Avamivakshim aleihem rachamim, but they ask for rachamim for their neighbors and for themselves. V'chol makim ein misanin v'loi zoikim v'loi masriyin b'shabbos v'yom tefal shum tzara. But we are not going to fast, we're not calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in supplication, in tachanunim on Shabbos, certainly not with shofar. Chutz mitzaras hamezoinos, except for tzaras hamezoinos, as we saw earlier, shezoikim aleihem b'shabbos. For that we can ask for on Shabbos because of the need for immediate what to eat for sustenance. Yud Gimel Ir shehikifua akum ay nahor, a town that's been surrounded by people who wish us no good, of the kachavim, or where there's a flood that threatens the town, svina hametarefes bayam, a ship that's about or threatens to founder, afilu al yachid hanirdaf mipnei akum, even if it's just one person who's being pursued to the death by akum or listim or ruach ro, or chayle in immediate danger. As far as saying the Mishaberach and why we're allowed to say Mishaberach, well, if it's for someone in immediate danger, it's certainly allowed. He says, Ayin le'el soif simin reish peches, zayakim u'mischanerim b'tfilois b'shabbos, aval ein token. So for that kind of immediate danger, physical danger, so you can be zayak and be mischanin on Shabbos, but not with tkiyas. Ela imkein token, the one case in which you can and should be tekea, is lekabei tzom lazar acheim ulhatzilam. Not to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that kind of call to tshuva is something that is not going to help with the most immediate effect. It's going to help, but it's not to save lives in the most immediate way, to call to tshuva. But a call to arms, or to warn people to run for their lives, either one, that's going to bring about immediate hatzalah. So of course, b'makom sakana, that kind of tekiah, that kind of a sounding of an alarm is not only permitted, but it's obviously indicated. Okay.